Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Happy Thursday. We want to open this evening with a story you may not have heard, but that you should definitely know about. It begins early last year when Joe Biden, as one of his very first acts as president, brought the United States back into the World Health Organization. We saw this, we thought, why would Biden be so anxious to do something like that? At the time, we assumed it was just part of his larger de-orangification effort. Trump had pulled the U.S. out of the World Health Organization, so Biden had to do the opposite. Childish, but that seemed like a fair explanation. Still, it did seem a little weird because there aren't many international bodies that are more thoroughly discredited than the World Health Organization, particularly after COVID. It's a laughingstock. There's one thing it's not good at, it's public health. Since the very first cases of the coronavirus were reported in Wuhan, the WHO slavishly ran interference for the Chinese government and did it in the most cartoonish and obvious way. First, WHO claimed there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission of the virus. Remember this? They cited Chinese officials who were obviously lying, and we now know they were lying. Then, when it became clear the virus probably came out of a Chinese government lab, WHO sabotaged the investigation into the origin of the virus by appointing a gain-of-function researcher to lead the investigative team. Pretty shocking if you think about it. And to this day, the WHO still has not acknowledged it did any of that, though it definitely did. Instead, they have continued to praise China's response to COVID as, quote, transparent, which is the one thing it's not. It's almost amusing. But again, it's weird if you think about it. Why would Joe Biden want to join a group that every informed person laughs at? Well, more than a year later, we think we know the answer. The Biden administration is very close to handing the World Health Organization power over every aspect, the intimate aspects of your life. So imagine the civil liberties abuses that you lived through during the COVID lockdowns, but permanent and administered from a foreign country. Here's what we're looking at tonight. This January, the Biden administration submitted a series of proposed amendments to something called the International Health Regulations, the IHR. Now, the Biden administration's amendments, along with those from several other countries, will be combined to create a new global pandemic treaty. We need a pandemic treaty. That treaty is set to be adopted starting this weekend in Geneva at the World Health Assembly. Now, the full text of the treaty is not yet finished, but a WHO working group has summarized what it's going to look like. The document begins by promising to restrict the WHO's authority just to pandemics. Calm down, it's just pandemics. Quote, WHO Secretariat to play the leading, convening, and coordinating role in operational aspects of emergency response to a pandemic, end quote. So don't get paranoid. Someone needs to coordinate the pandemic response globally because it's a global problem. Got it? Settle down, conspiracy nut. But here's the catch. The World Health Organization gets to define what a pandemic is, when a pandemic is in progress, and how long a pandemic lasts. Then you read the fine print and you realize the WHO will have total authority over emergency operations in the United States if there is ever a, quote, public health emergency. Huh? What qualifies exactly as a public health emergency? Well, they don't define that. But they get to decide what a public health emergency is. And then they have total authority. You can see where this is going. Now, the Biden administration has made certain that unelected bureaucrats at the WHO have total authority to declare and define public health emergencies. They did it explicitly. The White House eliminated a provision that would have required the World Health Organization to, quote, consult with and attempt to obtain verification from the state party in whose territory the event is allegedly occurring in. So, as originally written, they couldn't do anything without the permission of their member countries' governments. But thanks to the change that the Biden administration pushed, effectively, there is no limit at all on WHO's power. And then it gets worse from there. The treaty also mandates a, quote, whole of government and whole of society approach to pandemic preparedness. Think about that. Every society is always preparing for a pandemic. And that means there will not be a moment ever when the WHO doesn't have operational control over so-called public health matters in this country. Now, what's that going to mean exactly? You've already guessed it's not really about public health. It never is. But before we tell you what exactly it's going to mean, you should know that none of this is going to be optional. Thanks to an amendment from the Biden administration, the treaty contains a provision for a compliance committee. Ooh, there's always the stick. It provides that every member country in the WHO must, quote, inform WHO about the establishment of its national competent authority responsible for overall implementation of the IHR that will be recognized and held accountable. Under this treaty, WHO members must enforce orders from the WHO. They have to act as the heavies for the WHO. And if they don't, they'll be sanctioned. The White House is going to be the muscle for the director of the World Health Organization. So who is the director of the World Health Organization? Well, that would be a former member of Ethiopia's Marxist-Leninist party called Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. He once led the Ministry of Health in Ethiopia. He's not a physician. But as the head of the Ministry of Health in Ethiopia, for political reasons, he covered up three cholera outbreaks, the opposite of what he's supposed to do. He wrote off cholera as simply acute watery diarrhea. Again, he's not a doctor, so maybe he didn't know, but he did know. He did it for political reasons. Those outbreaks were taking place among disfavored groups. Then Tedros tried to appoint Robert Mugabe, the racist murderer who ran Zimbabwe into the ground, as an international goodwill ambassador for public health. Now, at the time, Zimbabwe was the poorest, most mismanaged, most racist country in the world. And yet Tedros thought he should be a goodwill ambassador for public health. These are some of the reasons that Tedros, needless to say, is a close friend of Tony Fauci's.
So Tedros is really an outstanding person. I've known him from the time that he was the Minister of Health of Ethiopia. I mean, obviously, over the years, anyone who says that the WHO has not had problems has not been watching the WHO. But I think under his leadership, they've done very well.
Yeah, they've done very well. He's an outstanding person, that friend of Robert Mugabe's. And because he's such an outstanding person, we are days away from giving him operational control over our government's public health system, the one that you pay for and thought you controlled in this democracy. So what will this operational control mean? Let's be specific. Right off the bat, the treaty demands, quote, national and global coordinated actions to address the misinformation, disinformation, and stigmatization that undermine public health. Oh! Here we go, right to censorship. People are criticizing us, and for public health reasons, that can't be allowed. If you criticize us, people will die. So you saw yesterday the Biden administration, in the face of universal laughter and derision, had to fire the head of its new Ministry of Truth. But they found another way to do it. Quote, WHO Secretariat to build capacity to deploy proactive countermeasures against misinformation and social media attacks. Oh, are you following this? So they're going to get to censor anybody who doesn't agree with what they do as they control the intimate details of your life. And they will control those details. Under this treaty, the World Health Organization will get to establish vaccine passports and regulate travel. World Health Organization will, quote, develop standards for producing a digital version of the International Certificate of Vaccination and Prophylaxis. Okay. So you may be thinking, well, it's just about COVID, and I went along with mandatory vaccines and vaccine passports at the time. How bad could it be? First of all, if you went along with that, you should be repenting right about now. But it's not just about COVID, because WHO will be in charge of, quote, the digitalization of all health forms. World Health Organization will also, quote, share real-time information about travel measures. So you're going to find out exactly when you're allowed to get on a bus or train or airplane. Or how about your bicycle? Will they regulate that too? Maybe. Now, the World Health Organization has sought this authority for years. Of course, who doesn't want more power? Here's Tedros back in April of 2020.
People in countries with stay-at-home orders are understandably frustrated with being confined to their homes for weeks on end. But the world will not and cannot go back to the way things were. There must be a new normal, a world that's healthier, safer, and better prepared.
Okay. So there's a guy with a long and documented history of subverting public health who is clearly a liar, who is acting as an agent for the Chinese government. And you have to ask yourself, did I vote for that guy? Is he one of my elected representatives in this democracy? How did he get power over where I can travel and when? Good question. And it's not just lockdowns that that man, Tedros, would be able to dictate. The World Health Organization would also assume total control over vaccine manufacturing and distribution. We're not making this up, by the way. According to the document, WHO would create a, quote, truly global end-to-end platform for vaccines, diagnostics, therapeutics, and essential supplies, shifting from a model where innovation is left to the market to a model aimed at delivering global public goods. And we're not making it up. That's a verbatim quote. It actually says that. No more innovation, centralized control. According to the treaty, those vaccines and essential medicines, because it gets better on every page, will be distributed not on the basis of need, but on the basis of equity. Equity is, quote, it says, critically important for global health, both as a principle and as an outcome. That's what the treaty declares. Therefore, the World Health Organization will ensure, quote, equitable and effective access to vaccines, therapeutics, diagnostics, and essential supplies and for clinical trials. And that means, again quoting, healthcare workers and the most vulnerable will have priority access. Not the sickest, not the people who need the medicine most, but the most vulnerable in a larger sense. In other words, favored groups get medicine first. There is no graver violation of medical ethics than this. Every physician practicing in the United States promises not to do what you just heard. And it would become mandatory under this treaty. And by the way, that the language you just heard, that is exactly the justification that officials in several states threw out when they were caught passing out vaccines based on race. This is a power grab. It's dangerous. It is, by the way, a reward to the very people who screwed up 2 years of COVID response. Oh, let's give them more power. This is lunacy. And people who know that it's happening are upset. 125,000 people in the UK have just called for a referendum on this treaty. They signed a petition. In a democracy, that would matter. You get to petition your government, you remember? But the British government doesn't care what they think. And now there's the Biden White House. In this country, there's been very little pushback because most people have no clue this is happening. We didn't until a bunch of people bothered us about it. You should look into it. We did and we're shocked. We didn't know because our media isn't covering this. It's not on the front page. Why is that? You have to ask yourself. There is at least one planned legal challenge to this, and it comes from Stephen Miller's group, America First Legal. Here's what's at stake, not just your health, but the way that you live and your relationship to the government. Representative government requires your consent. You alone have the right to choose your representatives, your style of government, the laws under which you live. That is called democracy, and this eliminates it.